Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Wednesday, September 16th. Well, folks, today we have another sad story of love gone bad. After months of planning, the marriage between venerable jeweler Tiffany & Company and the world's largest luxury conglomerate LVMH has been called off. That's right. Tiffany has been left at the altar, and that leaves big questions about its future. Well, as we told you in December, it seemed like a match made in heaven. After years of struggle, Tiffany would be part of an organization that included brands like Louis Vuitton, Fendi, and Christian Dior, to name just a few. For Tiffany, that union represented more financial stability. For the Paris-based LVMH, the move would bolster their fine jewelry sales in the U.S., according to a report in Business Insider. Then, last Wednesday, LVMH issued a statement saying it was calling off the $16 billion deal. So what went wrong? Apparently, the governments of each company's home country were to blame. You see, back in July, the U.S. announced that it would slap a 25% tariff on French products starting on January 1st. The move was in response to the French government's intent to tax U.S. technology companies. In its statement, LVMH said that the French government had directed it to defer the deal until January 2021. That's beyond the deal's final closing date in November. As a result, the Paris conglomerate said the deal is just not going to happen. The pandemic certainly didn't help matters. Most luxury brands saw revenue drop more than 20% during the first half of the year, the Wall Street Journal reports. Boutiques were closed and power shoppers weren't traveling for spending sprees. Then there were also signs of trouble in paradise, including previous reports that LVMH CEO Bernard Arnault was getting cold feet. The titan of luxury goods convened his board in early June to look at the impact of the coronavirus, as well as looting and rioting in some cities on the Tiffany deal. Arnault may have been looking to renegotiate the price as the luxury goods sector faces a prolonged slump, a Wall Street Journal report said. Plus, LVMH already has a strong player in the luxury jewelry sector, Bulgari. The company expects to recover most of its COVID-19-related lost sales within 2 years, according to a Bloomberg report. Bulgari has also ventured beyond jewelry, opening boutique hotels. It's continuing plans to expand that line, even in the face of the pandemic. Since the LVMH announcement, the relationship has gotten ugly. Tiffany has filed a lawsuit to try to force LVMH to go through with the acquisition. LVMH said in a statement on Thursday that it was shocked by the lawsuit and planned to file its own action against Tiffany for its mismanagement during the COVID-19 crisis. In the end, none of this is a good look for Fifth Avenue's most well-known jeweler. The New York Times reports that Tiffany is now facing, quote, several uncomfortable prospects beyond its expensive looming legal battle with LVMH. The merger may go through at a reduced price, or Tiffany may stay independent and begin the process of looking for another merger all over again. Either way, breakfast at Tiffany's is shaping up to be a very somber affair indeed. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen ad-free. I'm your host, David Brown. This episode was written by Gwen Moran and produced by Elaine Appleton-Grant. Edited by Emma Cortland. Our executive producer is Marshall Louis. Created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.